Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Eating Salads. It's me again, Austin Crosby. I'm feeling particularly full today. Todos los días, tango no hambre. You know what I'm saying? Actually, the opposite. That's part of the problem, the cyclical nature of pigging out, having a piggly wiggly day. Speaking of which, I'm going to get into that, but we, our 4K Blu-ray watch of the day was George Romero and Stephen King's Creepshow. 4K Blu-ray, Creepshow. Pretty good. It is a connect to another one that we watched, The Naked Gun, because it stars Leslie Nielsen. And at one point, there's a nasty lady in the movie, and she goes, blah, blah, something, something, your piggy friends. And I thought that was so funny. I was like, piggy friends. Your piggy friends. It was like she was talking about us. Because today we went and I had a California burrito and a horchata, and Casey had a bean and cheese burrito and a bubbly water. At one point I had a tuna salad sandwich, which was delicious. We've had pancakes. So, you know, we've been chilling. We have been chilling. Dude, speaking of, okay, we finished watching Fallout. That was really good. Everyone should watch Fallout. It's a faithful, it's kind of an adaptation, right? The film or television version of Fallout, but it just takes place in the Fallout universe, right? It's not like they've already told that person's story before. Creepshow. Yeah, those were other things we did. But we went on a bike and scooter ride to a nursery. We also got a burrito while going out to, we had to go to the post office. There was a bunch of stuff. We went to Home Depot and we got a bunch of mulch. We were by a Best Buy, so we went in and wandered around there, didn't make a purchase. They had two 4K Blu-rays at Best Buy that I was like kind of iffy about, but I couldn't find the pricing of the one, and I can't remember what it was anyway. And the other one was Nicole Kidman in The Others, Criterion 4K Blu-ray. And they wanted $35 for it, which is kind of okay for a Criterion 4K, but like you can get it cheaper if you wait for a sale. What else? We went to the nursery on our bike and scooter combo. And right when we arrived, we were tying up to the bike rack. And one of the workers there was like, I've got to get through there. And he was driving one of those like gator things. And I just was like, what? You know, like, you absolutely can get through here. Like, what are you talking about? It was just weird. Like, there was no way we were blocking his path. And he was just being like, he was just being weird about it, man. He had plenty of space, like way more than enough space. A couple of feet on every side. We did end up getting some native plants, some starters, some hyssop, some penstemon. Casey got some man, I'm really blanking on it. And for what? Why can't I say this? It comes in many shapes. Many shapes and sizes. Juniper. Casey got some creeping juniper. And that'll be cool. And then we came back and put some mulch around our big boulders. And had a couple weird interactions with people about said boulders. And watched our movies and stuff. chilled and vegged out, you know? Could get cold tonight. Hope it rains. Because we've got all these plants we've been planting. I'm glad that we did see Creepshow, by the way. I'm glad that we have it on 4K Blu-ray. There's, I don't know, on one hand, everything has gotten more expensive, so I'm not super like, oh, the movies are super expensive, because, you know, it is what it is. There's other stuff that's kind of expensive, too. I really do think I'm near the end. I'm getting near bedrock as far as, like, films I want on 4K Blu-ray. But it's good enough that I don't feel like, yeah, I like it. I enjoy having them to rewatch. I think it's kind of nostalgic. And so the bar is not set super duper high for these films to be like worthy of being on 4K Blu-ray. I think the medium in and of itself, I appreciate. And Creepshow, I have always seen Creepshow 2, which is not as regarded as a good movie as Creepshow 1. But, so, you know, I like it fine. There's parts of it I like more than others because it's an anthology. That's the benefit. But Creepshow 1 had a little bit of more, I guess, artistic merit. And there were some very good-looking sequences. It has a whole comic book vibe and the color pops and everything. And, you know, having been remastered from the original camera negative, it is, I imagine, the best Creepshow has ever looked. So, into the pile it goes. I also had another shipment of films arrive today, and I should tomorrow as well. So, now we're looking at the pile, I'm like, what do we watch next? Ooh, gosh, ooh. Because there's classics, there's things we've seen a bunch, there's things we haven't seen in a long time, there's things only I've seen, Casey hasn't seen. Things that rhyme with seen. Anyway. Thank you very much. Come again tomorrow.